The kitchen, worn by our boots and lives, was scruffy, warm, and low, whose fuss of furniture seemed never the same, but was shuffled around each day. The black grate crackled with coal and beech twigs, towels toasted on the guard. The mantel was littered with fine old china, horse brasses, and freak potatoes. On the floor were strips of muddy matting. The windows were choked with plants. The walls supported stopped clocks and calendars, and smoky fungus ran over the ceilings. There were also six tables of different sizes, some armchairs gapingly stuffed, boxes, stools, and unraveling baskets, books and papers on every chair. That's something I was familiar with growing up. A sofa for cats, a harmonium for coats, and a piano for dust and photographs. These were the shapes of our kitchen landscape, the rocks of our submarine life, each moment object worn smooth by our constant nuzzling, or encrusted by lively barnacles, relics of birthdays and dead relations, wrecks of furniture long since foundered, all silted deep by mother's newspapers, which the years piled round on the floor.